can we talk about perfume oils?
Yes, we can. That appears to be why things have been
I've laid them out.
Decorated here.
Yes. Every time I start a video, you're on your phone. People are going to think you're just always on your phone.
I'm mostly on my phone because, like, all of the business I do is on my phone. And in this case, I am looking for, speaking of perfume oils.
Yeah.
Technically, this is perfume oil. But anyway, this is the chai coffee fragrance that Nitish and I are doing.
Yeah.
And I made a little bit of an EDP version of it to test and gave him feedback. And he's dictating changes.
Yes.
So I'm looking for what I'm adding.
Okay. Well, last night I wore this to bed.
That stuff is nuclear.
It really is. And it's oil.
Like, how much did you put on?
I just dabbed a little bit next to my ears and a little bit on my wrist.
I was literally, because you put it on and got into bed, and I was showering after the hot tub.
Yes.
And I was smelling it in the shower, and I kept, like, taking the soap, and I'm like, is this scented soap? Like, it was infusing the entire bedroom and bathroom.
Yep.
I was like, damn, that's impressive.
It's super impressive for a perfume oil.
Yes, because oils don't project as much as perfumes.
Yeah. We actually had a question in our inbox about perfume oils.
Okay.
We've already made a video about how to take a perfume oil and turn it into a sprayable eau de parfum, which actually, if you don't mind making that for me, so I can test it.
Do you want me to do that right now?
If you can do it without, you know, making it too distracting for you while you speak.
Sure. I mean, I need to get a, you need a bottle.
Okay. Just a 10 ml, right? We have them in the box over there.
You just want 10 ml?
I don't know. There's a lot of oil there, huh?
Yeah.
What? Maybe 30 ml, I guess?
Yeah. I would do a 30, if not a 50.
Oh, let's do a 30.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Yeah. So we already have a video talking about how to do that. And so this man who messaged us, he just wanted to have more details about perfume oils. We've tried a ton. In fact, perfume oil, excuse me, is how you got into perfume.
Yes.
You had all these little perfume, little oil dupes
sitting around.
Yeah. And this is one of the brands, if I can get it to focus. This is one of the brands that we use. This is Oil Perfumery.
Yeah, Sorry, I can't focus. They're decent quality. They've got, you know, it's hit and miss.
Yeah, those are a little hit and miss.
Yeah.
Other ones that we have gotten into are, this is probably Noah's favorite perfume oil company.
Yeah, she's great.
It's called Eliza Cosmetics, you can find it on Etsy. She makes, like, vintage-y kind of perfume oils. Then we have Source Celery Apothecary, which is now rebranded as Source, S-O-R-C-E. Caitlin makes wonderful perfume oils and sprayable perfumes. I actually tend to like the sprayable ones of hers better, but I do have a bunch of her oils. And then we have Something Strange. This particular version, Lover's Lane, I think is a close dupe of Kaylee Wedding Silk Santal.
Oh, that we just smelled and tested.
Yeah, which is my favorite of the Kaylee line.
Yeah, that was good. I like that on you.
Me too. And then, of course, this is Cod Lodge. This is a viral perfume oil.
Is it? It is. Oh.
Super. What was that?
I knocked something over.
Oh, felt like an earthquake. this is called Harim Al Sultan Gold, the gold version. I saw this in the mall, guys, for like $60 at one of those mall kiosks, and I was kind of horrified because I think you can get it on the Cod Lodge site for maybe $35 or $30 or something. So buy it on the site. Buy it on their website. So performance-wise, how do you think perfume oil performs compared to sprayable?
Well, in general, it's going to last longer and project less.
Okay.
That's the general rule. So, for example, this is now going to project more, which is crazy because it was already projecting a lot last night.
Yeah.
But it'll last not as long.
Okay.
Okay. Once I make an EDP out of it. But again, that's in comparison to itself. There's no rule that says that a given perfume oil can't project. Obviously, this one can.
Mm-hmm.
Like this particular perfume oil projects more than certain perfumes that we have, right?
Yeah.
But all things being equal, once I add alcohol, it's going to evaporate more and faster, which is projection. And because it's evaporating more and faster, it will last not as long.
Okay. I also want to mention this brand. This is our friend Natish Dixit's. These are called attars. The word attar and perfume oil means the same thing.
Yeah,
it's a synonym. But in the Middle East, you'll often see things branded as an attar. And this is a really nice way to wear fragrance. You just pull off this top. There's a little dabber. And then you just sort of swipe it across your skin. You know, across pulse points usually.
Just like that.
Yeah, it's like a little stick.
A wand.
A wand or whatever. And then this one's a rollerball. And actually, these other three are rollerball, or four are rollerballs. Oh, and also another one. I forgot about this. Alchemia Perfumes is another perfume oil company. I think she also does make sprayable
perfumes.
They do perfumes.
EDPs, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing smells and prolific.
I want a couple bottles from her.
I feel like there are hundreds of her perfume oils. There, she's made so many. Lots of cool different ones.
So I'm putting 5 grams of perfume oil in.
So he's doing this by weight, guys.
Not volume.
Yeah, weight.
And I'm just assuming every oil, depending on the formula, is going to have a concentration at which it performs best. But, you know, nowadays, most perfumes are kind of falling in the 20 to 25% EDP range.
Okay.
So I'll start it at 25% and see what you think. We can always adjust and add more alcohol or add more oil. It really is very pretty.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that kind of clean, fruity, fresh.
Yeah.
Like shampoo, Sol de Janeiro kind of family of smells. Give me some alcohol that doesn't have pieces of plastic in it.
Yeah, it was so annoying.
I mean, should we filter it?
Let me see. No, it should be okay to, because there's so much in here that it sits at the bottom.
Okay.
Obviously, this is not the highly scientific way to do it. But since it's just...
It's just us. Just it's just us. For me.
So there was 5 grams of oil, and I want 25%, which means that I did... Well, how much do I want? Yeah, I want 20 grams total, and I'm at 17.3. So that... By the time we're done, 5 grams of oil out of 20 grams of total weight is 1/4.
25% concentration.
Yep. The reason I stopped at 5 is because having done this. All right, so that's going to be a little under.
You want to just add a little dash of oil or no?
I could do that.
Indeed.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to leave it a little bit more diluted because what you can always do is layer.
Oh, all right.
You can always dab a little oil on and then spray.
Yeah.
So this is 5 out of 22.
It's a lot of work,
so this is
gonna.
This is almost. This is exactly 22.5%, which is still pretty. You know.
Is it more like an EDT?
No, that's an EDP.
It's still EDP.
That's still a very generous EDP.
Okay. At what point does it go from EDT to EDP? 15%.
Over 15%.
Okay.
Yeah. Most EDTs are 10.
All right, so in summary, perfume oils usually tend to sit closer to your skin and have more longevity, and sprayable perfumes project better and may have less longevity.
Yes.
Depends on the perfume, depends on the oil.
Yep.